Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be an incredibly informative and powerful transmission today. We got a call yesterday from Lindsay Williams, literally short of breath. And in the last few days, he talked to his former head of a major big three oil company who has attended Bilderberg meetings and such. And the intel he's given us, about 90% of it has turned out to be absolutely accurate. Including, you know, 6 months before oil went from $50 a barrel to $149, Lindsay Williams called it exactly from his source, and then he said it was going to go down, and it went down. Just total precision on so many fronts. And he called us, his source is dying, has terminal cancer, and completely spilt his guts to him. And by the way, I know who the person is. Dr. Stan Monteef checked it for himself, and was able to figure it out and called the person a few years ago when all this first broke. So Lindsay is certainly telling the truth about this source. The question is, you know, is somebody feeding the source disinfo? And the evidence unfortunately shows that they're not. So this is amazing what the globalists are planning according to this. What's coming up with Russia and China, Iran, the mortgages, crude oil, back to $150, $5 a gallon gas within 8 months, gold and silver won't slow down, will skyrocket from this point. And then he has a separate contact that had dinner with Janet Napolitano and what she told him. She said, get 6 months of food and water ready now. So Lindsay Williams joining us in the next hour. And coming up in about 12 minutes, 14 minutes from now, we've got Wayne Madsen popping in. I could have Madsen or Tarpley on the subject. They're both experts. So am I, quite frankly, for that matter, studying this over the years, but I want to get their view on it. It's big exclusive. Big exclusive. In fact, Paul Watson didn't even toot his horn on this. I want you to get Watson on the line at the start of the next segment. I want to briefly give him today's directive because I want Paul to toot his horn. Not that, oh, Paul Watson's great or Alex Jones is great. We need to point out we already told you this going back 4 years ago. We identified this guy as their top Al-Qaeda operative controlled by the CIA. And, I mean, he runs everything. The Fort Hood situation, the list just goes on and on. The underwear bomber, the Times Square dud bomb, all of it. He basically finds mentally ill, loose cannon Muslims and then provocateurs them into attacking. So this isn't a purely staged terror attacks. This guy acts as the vehicle, and it came out that Congress has been told it's national security, that they can't see all the emails that the threat fusion centers the feds run knew for 2 years that Major Hassan was going to attack and kill. He thought he was talking to Anwar al-Awlaki, and he was. And Anwar told him, you know, go ahead and do this attack. And, of course, the Pentagon grabbed the surveillance camera footage from 9/11. Same thing happened in Fort Hood. They grabbed the surveillance camera footage, people's private tapes, private cell phone videos, ordered it all erased. It's always Anwar al-Awlaki. It's always this guy. It's always him. And we told you, every time he's running the patsies or the dupes, the useful morons. And here's Fox News. It's an exclusive. It's not really an exclusive. We already told you this, but they got the actual documents. Exclusive Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11, even though they'd already fingered him in the media as one of the masterminds of 9/11. And it's always the same. These guys, Al-Qaeda is 100% CIA command operation. Sometimes they purely stage attacks or they find useful idiots, but they're being funded by these people.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, coming up in about 5 minutes, we're going to have a former member of the National Security Agency, Naval Intelligence, writes for some of the biggest publications in the country. Wayne Madsen's going to pop in on Anwar al-Awlaki, or I hear the media pronounce it two different ways, but we've been covering him for at least 5 years as the key CIA, Al-Qaeda handler. And it doesn't matter if it's the underwear bombing, the Times Square attempted bombing, the Fort Hood shooting. It's always this guy running the operation and being protected. And here's the Fox News headline, exclusive Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. Again, headline, Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. And over the last 5 years, we have written multiple articles yearly at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com fingering him directly and proving that he is a CIA operative. And so we have the new headline out at PrisonPlanet.com today, two articles by Watson, by Paul Watson. Al-Qaeda is a front group for the U.S. military industrial complex. And then it goes through Ahmad Salam. It goes through David Headley, which is now mainstream news, reportedly commanding the Mumbai attacks. We've got Prince Bandar Bush and his comments about it. Osama bin Laden being admitted, CIA, Rashid Aswat masterminding the 7-7, and it came out mainstream news that he was MI6 and being protected. And so there's purely staged events like Gulf of Tonkin or 9/11 or Operation Ajax. or other battle plans that they didn't implement, like Operation Northwoods or USS Liberty, which was implemented. But then there's other events where you have the Western intelligence agencies, MI6 does it, Mossad engages in it, Germans engage in it, the U.S. has been caught over and over again, and they go out and find Klan groups in the U.S. that came out in Texas Monthly back in 1998, that the FBI had created a Klan group and tried to get them to blow stuff up, but they couldn't get them to do it, so they still busted them for it. I mean, you see this over and over and over again. But this particular Anwar al-Awlaki, he is just one of the most important ones involved in this. And there it is, hidden in plain view, that he met at the Pentagon a couple months after 9/11 with the highest level brass at the event, with the Central Intelligence Agency and with the head of the Army and others. Okay, so this guy is in secret meetings with the top brass. The top brass. He's in secret meetings with them, and then we fast forward 9 years later. Every year since 9/11, he is out there running moron groups, Muslim extremist morons that they can find and set up. And, you know, you take the underwear bomber. We have the witnesses on the plane. The FBI now admits it, a, quote, unnamed U.S. intelligence agency. The deputy head, the deputy secretary of the State Department admitted 2 months after we broke it here with eyewitnesses, and the FBI tried to deny it and went to the lawyers, you know, of a law firm and tried to tell him to, you know, that he saw incorrectly, and they tried to intimidate other witnesses, that here's the underwear bomber looking drugged, looking out of his mind, disheveled. He has no passport. He has no visa. He can hardly talk. And a sharp-dressed man argues with the people at the gate because he doesn't even have, you know, any of the stuff to board, and then orders them, you're going to let him on the plane. This guy had so much power, he could order the airport in Amsterdam to put him on the aircraft. And then it comes out. This is 100% admitted that the State Department was ordered to, quote, help him get on the plane. So you've got the U.S. State Department clearly at the gate getting him through security. By the way, they had naked body scanners in beforehand at that airport. He gets to bypass those. He doesn't have a visa. He doesn't have a passport. He is obviously drugged out of his gourd. There are operatives all over the plane videotaping him the entire flight. They pull everybody off the plane afterwards in Detroit, say that there's bombs, pull everybody out. Then they try to cover that up. It turns out that's a lie. This was a drill. And they had some doped-up idiot. And then they put out on television a fake Al-Qaeda video of the underwear bomber with a machine gun at a North African Al-Qaeda training base. And they show him, and it looks like Obi-Wan Kenobi in Empire Strikes Back when he's a ghost. I mean, it's shimmering. It's so fake. I mean, a 10-year-old with video editing software could do this. It's clearly a face they project into somebody else's hood, and the CIA admits they put out fake videos. So it's 100% staged. Okay? You've got, even if you can believe the official story, it just makes me sick. Even if you believe the official Fort Hood story, for 2 years they knew he was planning this and protecting him. Now, we're going to go over all of this in this hour, and we've got huge breaking news with Lindsey Williams, who's very shaken up, joining us. His source is dying of terminal cancer, so spilt his guts completely. So that's coming up, and huge revelations if this is accurate. And I have no reason to believe it isn't. But I briefly wanted to bring Paul Watson up just for a couple minutes. Paul, I know in your articles about this, Al-Qaeda is a front group for the U.S. military-industrial complex. And in your first article of the day, Al-Qaeda mastermind invited to Pentagon after 9/11. And this is down in a leaked report to Fox News. The documents exclusively obtained by Fox News, including an FBI interview conducted after the Fort Hood shooting in November of 2009, state that Awlaki was taken to the Pentagon as part of a military outreach to the Muslim community in the immediate aftermath of the attacks, and met with the senior leadership of the Pentagon and the CIA. I mean, it's the same story with the MI6 Al-Qaeda mastermind of 7-7, mainstream British news. And you've got links to all of this, the underwear bomber, the Times Square bomber. I mean, it's just always they find mentally ill people. They set them up to carry out these attacks that are always ridiculously weak because they're such morons. And it mirrors 1993, where they found two men, both on welfare. One had a 75 IQ, one a 79 IQ, according to their welfare reports. And the FBI cooks the bomb, trains the driver, tells him to go forward. The former Egyptian intelligence agent, Ahmad Salam, says, well, you were supposed to bust them. First, it wasn't going to be a real bomb. Then it was a real bomb for court, you know, to make it the conviction stick. He thought they were setting him up, which they were, so he recorded the FBI telling him, go ahead with the bombing. And that's now been released in public. So this is what they do. They go to some nutcase cleric's outfit who's blind, who literally wears a Santa Claus hat. I mean, literally, a blind guy wearing a Santa Claus hat, screaming death to America, kill, kill, kill. They don't bust him for that, even though he's calling for violence. He's got literal mentally retarded people working there at his mosque, and the FBI sets all this up. I mean, it's the same story over and over again. Paul Watson, we're bringing up here in just a moment Wayne Madsen to break down the history of this. But I think it's important in your article, you linked to all our old stories about it, but I think it's important to point out that we've been on top of this from day one, just so people understand. This is a public secret. Paul Watson.
Yeah, Alex, all the stories linked in the article. The back story is this Balaki guy was the preacher, not only for Hassan, the four HUD shooter, but also the very 9/11 hijackers that are charged with hijacking Flight 77 and flying it into the Pentagon.
That's right. I forgot the big one. And here he is a couple months later at the Pentagon meeting with the heads of the military branches and the CIA. I mean, how sick does this have to get, Watson?
So he's there with Hassan, and he's there with the 9/11 patsies before 9/11. Months later, he's meeting at the Pentagon. And then immediately before the four HUD shooting, he's communicating and directing Hassan. So at every step of the way, I mean, the Times Square bombing, the Christmas Day attempted bombing, every single one of them was directed by this guy who was meeting with Pentagon officials.
And then we've got 5 years ago, the 7-7, we've got this other individual, mainstream news, MI6, being protected, running the whole thing.
Exactly, and that's this Aswat individual, Haroon Rashid Aswat. Now, not only was he fingered as the mastermind of 7-7, having worked for MI6 in Kosovo, like Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda did, but after the 7-7 bombings, the terror expert John Loftus went on Fox News and said that British MI6 colluded to hide Aswat after the bombings. So it's not as if he's some double agent gone rogue. After the bombings that he masterminded, they were still protecting
him.
Well,
I mean, who set up Al-Qaeda in the 80s? British, U.S., and Israeli intelligence. That's not denied. And your article is so powerful. Al-Qaeda is a front group for the U.S. military-industrial complex. This article needs to get out to everybody. But, Paul, your headline is excellent. Al-Qaeda mastermind invited the Pentagon after 9/11. But, I mean, I think it's important because you mentioned it, but we should maybe even on the InfoWars version of this have Nemo change the headline to say 9/11 mastermind invited the Pentagon after 9/11. I mean, this is so brazen how they hide it right out in the open, Paul.
Well, I mean, take Prince Bandar Bush, for example. I mean, this is a guy who George W. Bush consulted before he invaded Iraq in 2003. He's also big buddies with H.W. Bush. And then later on, he's the, quote, de facto leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. He's responsible for terrorists killing U.S. troops, which, of course, gives them the perfect justification to remain as an occupying force in the country. And not only that, he later threatened Britain with another 7-7 bombing unless Tony Blair squashed an investigation into corrupt Saudi arms deal, which, you know, that's exactly what happened after.
Now, these people just count on the public being ignorant. Let me give all these threat fusion centers around the country who are looking for terrorists. Look at your bosses above you and you'll find them. Paul Watson, great job. We're going to come back with Wayne Manson, who's an expert in this area, on the other side. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's all up at PrisonPlanet.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger.
We are back live. Well, now, remember on the morning of 9/11, the London Guardian reported that they were having a Carlyle Group meeting in D.C., and George Bush Sr. was at the table with the bin Laden family. Remember, they flew the bin Ladens out to safety, then said it was a conspiracy theory, and then later had to admit it because Florida television aimed cameras. When all of their air traffic was grounded for 2 days, they were allowed to take off. And now we know Anwar al-Awlaki, one of the masterminds of 9/11, on record they say, and the guy who ran the 7, involved in the 7-7, the guy involved in the Fort Hood, the guy supposedly running the underwear bombing, he is always involved in everything. And then Fox News gets a document that a couple months after 9/11, he was at a high-powered meeting. Anwar al-Awlaki, maybe the first American on CIA's kill or capture list, but he was also a lunch guest of military brass at the Pentagon within months of September 11, 2001 terror attacks, Fox News has learned. Documents exclusively obtained by Fox News, including an FBI interview conducted after the Fort Hood shooting in November 2009, state that Awlaki was taken to the Pentagon as part of the military's outreach to the Muslim community in the immediate aftermath of the attacks. And then they have a link to the documents, and later we'll go to this article and then link on the documents. I want to show those on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. And it just goes on to how he met with the Secretary of the Army and others at this meeting. Wayne Madsen, of course, worked for the NSA. He worked for the Navy. He worked at every level. He's written for you name it. BBC, Washington Post, the list goes on, and he's one of the leading experts on this. This is a short segment. We'll have him in the long segment coming up. But they're going to have trouble spinning this, Wayne, and I wonder why they're releasing this now. Because if you and I know he's one of the main terror handlers, then the government knows this. Why is this coming out now?
Well, I'm always intrigued when Fox News releases something that is interesting. Remember, it was also Fox News that broadcast the series on the role of the Israeli art students and the movers on 9/11 in New York and New Jersey. And now they've come out with this other bombshell. I'm not sure whether they're trying to, you know, cover the other side. What I make of it is we saw them. When they do this, usually there's a reason. Murdoch would have probably had some say in a story of this magnitude, unless he's just interested in selling airtime on Fox News. I think a lot of this stuff was out there. I think what's interesting about Awlaki being at the Pentagon, does this have something to do with the Pentagon pulping Tony Schafer's book? Because we know that he was involved in Able Danger and another subset of that.
Oh, good point. A good point. I wonder who may have leaked this.
Yes. We don't know everything about Able Danger, but what we do know is that the military, Defense Intelligence Agency, had some of these so-called people involved with the hijacking surrounded. And then they had another group called Doorhawk Galley, which was monitoring the monitors, apparently. And I would not be surprised if it turns out that Awlaki was somehow involved in the group that Able Danger was monitoring in the months before and possibly, I guess, after.
Well, from my analysis, he is clearly a CIA master handler of organic lunatics, and this is the variety of terror where they just basically provocateur it and open the door and encourage. And you notice these lunatics always attack at a politically opportune time for the control grid. Do you agree that that's basically his MO?
Oh, yeah, and I don't think it's any different than the recent revelation about David Headley, who was the guy accused of being involved in the Mumbai attacks, where they said, his wife said, hey, look, is he working for you guys? And, we know that he was an informant for the DEA. I've written that he also worked for the CIA, and he had been casing places all over India and Pakistan for terrorist attacks. And I think this is just another example.
All right, stay there. Let's break down Anwar al Awlaki on the other side and a SWAT and some of these other characters because, I mean, there is no doubt, ladies and gentlemen, that Saudi Arabia works for British, Israeli, and U.S. intelligence, and they are providing at least the decoy patsies for the staged terror attacks. Then the staged terror attacks are used to take the liberties of Westerners.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's not just words when we get up here and say 9/11 was an inside job, okay? I wish it wasn't an inside job, but the entire official story has been proven to be a lie. Six of the 10 commissioners have come out and said there's a criminal cover-up and a fraud. We've got Panetta, the head of the transportation agency, in the bunker with Cheney, watching him order the stand down at the Pentagon. We've got it all. We've got it all. I mean, how the buildings fell. The police saying, get back, they're going to blow seven up. The firefighter tapes. The whole thing's a lie. And Wade Madsen of Wade Madsen Report is our guest. I want to get into all of this with you, Wayne, and bring up WikiLeaks and a few other issues with you. And some of the new developments on that front. But why would the CIA come out 3 months ago in Spy Talk, that weekly column in the Washington Post, admittedly written by a former operative, and admit that they put out fake bin Laden videos? Why do they go on Fox and say, yes, the Army and the Marines are helping grow the opium? Why are they, why is Fox coming out and going, yeah, the 9/11 mastermind was meeting at the Pentagon 2 months later, and then he runs everything else? Why do they come out and admit that they ordered the cell phone videos? Not just one, but now it's they're reporting multiple videos of the Fort Hood shooting. Why can't Congress get the emails where Major Hassan was communicating with Alaki for 2 years before? I mean, it's just, it's out. I guess they, let me try to answer my own question and have you answer it from your perspective. They know this is all out in the open, and so for those of us that are awake, and for good people inside government who are awake, and people in industry who are awake, the system's saying, yeah, we're terrorists, as just a way to brazenly terrorize everybody psychologically, and to further inoculate the brain-dead public, so as this stuff comes out, it's really not news anymore because they've already admitted it and hidden it in plain view. What's your view, Wayne Madsen?
Well, that's what I believe. I believe that the people who watch Fox News basically won't even understand the impact of this revelation because they don't know the other part. They obviously don't know about Abel Danger. They don't know about the Bin Laden meeting with Bush and Carlucci and the other Carlisle Group people at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in the morning of 9/11 before the first plane even hit the tower in New York. This is some sort of a conditioning process. But this follows just a day after, 2 days maybe, after Fox and CNN both reported that Bin Laden was hiding in a house somewhere in northern Pakistan. I noticed they pulled that. You can't even hardly find it now on the web. But, I mean, what a ludicrous – I mean, the Pakistani said it's ludicrous. But, you know, here we have Bin Laden still alive. The only footage we have of Bin Laden that's legitimate is the one with him coming out of the cave in Afghanistan, and that's circa 1999, I suppose. It's a dated stock footage, but we haven't really seen anything. We've seen a fake Bin Laden after 9/11. You know, the guy that doesn't look like him and put on several pounds that we're told was Bin Laden.
Well, remember 3 years ago. It came out in British news that when they released, you know, the surfaced video of three of the hijackers at an Al-Qaeda training base, and then there was a footnote a week later, oh, that was computer animated with video of them put into old videos of Bin Laden for a made-for-TV movie in England. I mean, they think we're so dumb.
Right, and I also recall the one where Bin Laden was giving a speech, and the only moved on and where his lips. It looked like one of the old Clutch Cargo cartoons where the only lips were moving.
Well, they put another one out that is that standard program anybody can buy that they use in a lot of video games. It's basically the same template they use in the movie Final Fantasy where everybody basically looks the same. They just change a few features. One of the videos was clearly a video game, 1997 quality graphic.
Oh, I think this is all part of the PSYOPs operation. You know, we find out that the Army PSYOPs has placed their people in newspapers in Savannah, Georgia, and in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's the Pentagon that basically is dictating this kind of news content today. And Fox comes out with something that clearly is embarrassing the Pentagon, so... I'll give credit where credit is due and say good on Fox for this and good on him for exposing the role of the Israelis, the art students and the people in the telecom business and the movers, before and during and after.
Yeah, urban moving systems. But you notice they did three reports on that and never touched it again. In my gut, I think this is some type of high level blackmail brinksmanship going on, I guess, with Fox licenses or something. I'm not sure, but I mean, I think this is really high level brinksmanship.
It very well could be. This whole thing it doesn't come as any great shock to me because remember, if Alaki is in the Pentagon in those months, who is running the Pentagon? It's Donald Rumsfeld and the neocon unit that they placed in there, Douglas Feith and the rest of these
The
guys.
Office of Special Plans, an admitted Israeli operation.
Absolutely. So how did this – they can't say it was an oversight because no – I remember covering the invasion of Iraq at the Pentagon. It was not an easy place to get into, and now they're trying to tell us this guy affiliated with Al-Qaeda got in and had dined with the general.
Well, he dined with the Secretary of the Army.
Well, maybe he also got a congratulatory handshake and a nice bonus for his previous work.
Because at the time, they're saying he was involved at the highest levels of the 9/11 attack, and then he struts in, hey, Secretary, I'm ready to have dinner. And they're like, ha, ha, high five, baby. Woo, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and now we know he was also linked to the underwear bomber and the Times Square fizzle bomber. I mean, and remember the reaction of these two guys on the airplanes when they arrested them. They were very lackadaisical about the whole thing.
Well, the witnesses described when they got the underwear bomber on the plane in Amsterdam that he was disheveled, looked drugged, and had no papers, just like literally a homeless mental patient. And then whoever this sharp-dressed guy was like, look, you're putting him on the plane. And whoever it was had such authority. And then it comes out, State Department was ordered by an unnamed U.S. intelligence agency to get him on the plane.
Well, there we go. So, as you have said, this is all hiding in plain sight. Obviously, now we know why the 9/11 commission, people like Zelikow and the other clowns they had working on that commission, did not give full access to everything to the people who were demanding it, including the two chairmen of the commission and the other members. These were the tidbits, obviously, that they didn't want to have come out then, because it would have ruined the whole precept about 9/11 that they had sold, not only the American people, but still tried to sell the world.
Wayne, let me ask you this, and then we'll get to a few other questions. I'll let you go because I know you're busy. Just in 2 minutes we know the official story is a lie. We know that the PNAC called for big terror attacks to be blamed on foreign enemies, just a retread of Northwoods. But when you look at this, my best analysis is, and we know the hijackers were trained at U.S. bases, we know they ordered the embassies in Saudi Arabia, this is on record, to let them into the country, even though they were on terror lists. They were told, don't worry, their terror designation is a cover. We know all that. That's even in Time and Newsweek hidden in plain view that, oh, yeah, they were trained at U.S. bases. We know they were drilling and that James Woods saw this on one of the planes, warned the FBI, was basically told to shut up a few weeks before. We know all of that's going on, and best I can tell, whatever went on with those aircraft, these guys thought they were taking part in airport security drills, which we know they do, always trying to sneak bombs in and the rest of it. That comes out all the time. The Navy SEALs do it. The air marshals do it. The FBI does it. The Pentagon does it. And that's also a nice cover in their drill to run a real attack. And that, what's your best breakdown? I know you don't like to speculate about what really went on 9/11.
Well, I believe these guys were probably thought that they were participating in some sort of official activity. Look, Mohammed Atta was on Jack Abramoff's casino boat a few days before 9/11 down at Madeira Beach, Florida. He had also been seen quite frequently at the officers' club at Maxwell Air Force Base in Alabama. So here we have somebody who's not just the wild terrorist.
He's using drugs, he's drinking, he's got hookers every night, he's
absolutely
got tons of cash. All these guys have got, FBI paying for their houses, informants living with them, and oh yeah, this is a Muslim extremist. Sorry, go ahead.
My gut feeling is Able Danger, and what we know about it, and how they try to, they basically went after Kurt Weldon when he brought this all up. I think Able Danger was the control, at least monitoring the people who were controlling these guys leading up to 9/11.
That's what, to interrupt and add more proof, that's what, of course, Sybil Edmonds has now broken her gag order last year and said, look, I was monitoring them for the FBI as an interpreter. And, quote, Al-Qaeda was under CIA command on the day of 9/11. And then what has Colonel Schaefer said here, as much as he can, he said, basically, look, there were private contractors protecting Al-Qaeda, and the Army wasn't allowed to move in, the light side of the Army, and that's what was going on.
Well, I believe it. And I think this is yet another clear indication that this was, that 9/11 was an Operation Northwoods that was actually carried out successfully, because no one was ever brought to trial for this act of treason. And we just had former Ambassador Joe Wilson say the other day that he accused Dick Cheney of committing treason by outing his wife Valerie Plame. Well, if Dick Cheney commits treason doing that, how do we know he didn't commit treason to being involved in 9/11?
Well, this is a big deal that the Al-Qaeda 9/11 mastermind, the mastermind of the underwear bombing, the Fort Hood shooting, the Times Square dud, this Anwar al-Awlaki, is meeting at the Pentagon with the top brass and the Secretary of the Army 2 months after 9/11. I mean, this is huge, Wayne.
Well, let's not forget Sergeant Ali Mohammed from Fort Bragg, who was Bin Laden's basically one of his chief aides. I mean, here he's trained by the U.S. Special Forces, and his name is all over this whole Al Qaeda operation. It seems like Al Qaeda, when you look at them, have more people in it. Let's not forget Adam Gadon, who was born Adam Perlman, who's I believe his grandfather was the head of the ADL.
Yes.
In Los Angeles. If Bin Laden is dead, Osama, that would make him al-Amriki number two guy in charge of the so-called al-Qaeda.
But it's supposedly patriotic to ignore all this, wrap yourself in the flag, give up all your liberties in the name of fighting terror, and then we learn Israeli, British, you name it, are part of NLE 09, NLE 010, quote, training to take on American terrorists, and we learn the entire apparatus of Homeland Security is not aimed at their Muslim cutouts. It's aimed at liberals, conservatives, anti-war activists, gun owners, returning veterans, and the threat fusion centers are pointed at the locals. This is a criminal takeover, and they staged 9/11 to get it done.
That's what I believe. I believe it was a coup d'etat, a creeping coup d'etat, because we know that they had the Patriot Act already written. It was ready to go, and they just needed a vehicle to push it through Congress. And, of course, that was the anthrax attacks just a few weeks after 9/11.
And we know, according to the RAND Corporation, when they passed the Derivatives Act, got rid of Glass-Steagall in 99, they began this accelerated move to a police state, and they knew this bubble and all their crimes were going to be coming out. They needed this control grid in place to be able to suppress the American people. Here we are 9 years later, and they're saying Homeland Security is for you. The Army's going to take you on. You don't like having your pension funds taken. The Army and threat fusion centers have federalized your local police. Guess what? The CIA is operating in every town and city. Doesn't matter if it's illegal. I mean, you can really see the premeditated blueprint of this.
Right. And I always remember what longtime White House correspondent Sarah McClendon, who was from Texas, once said when she got Bush's side, old man Bush, George H.W. Bush, and asked him a question, and he turned to her and said, "Sarah, if the American people knew what we have done, they would chase us down the street and hang us." And for once, Bush was probably telling the truth.
And people always say something as big as 9/11, you couldn't hide it. They haven't hidden it. It's like taking a coffee can and shooting it with a 12-gauge shotgun with number 7 birdshot. There's hundreds of holes in it. I mean, it's just a sieve, total proof. We know exactly what they did, and there it is.
That's right. And I was just talking to a guy who worked in the Pentagon on 9/11. He was a senior Air Force Department official, and he said when he came out, he looked in that hole, that original hole, and he saw a small a jet fan engine, the kind that you find on a drone. He saw nothing that indicated that a passenger plane had hit the Pentagon.
Amazing. In closing, what do you see happening with the cybersecurity takeover? I mean, how obvious is it? I may have to hold you into the final segment of this hour because I want to get into WikiLeaks too. But to have the Israelis tacitly admit they launched the superworm, clearly with Microsoft working with them, according to the computer experts I've read in the press, but this is your main expertise is computers, formerly with the NSA. It's industrial. It has to be loaded directly in. So Israel and our media basically admit they did it, but now they're on the news saying we need to use this Stuxnet worm to pass cybersecurity takeover. So there's another false flag. They admittedly launch it, and then we have to lose our internet freedom because the government launched an attack.
Right, and look, even though Rahm Emanuel left the White House, we still have good old Cass Sunstein and his cognitive infiltration team up there. And I think, you know, as long as he's in that job, we have to be very fearful of what the agenda is. And obviously, yes, we had this launch of this this internet worm that was said to have disrupted Iran, but it spread quickly to other countries in Asia, and then it bounced back here into this country. You know, unfortunately, when you look at the people on the Homeland Security Committee, people like Joe Lieberman from Connecticut, his agenda, of course, is to increase the surveillance state. state and expand it beyond its present confines.
But how brazen is that, where the government basically admits they launched the worm, and then, don't worry, they'll take over the web and surveil you to save you from the worm they admittedly launched?
Well, I think one of the other agendas they have is they want to, in controlling the Internet, they also want to be able to have the access to all the encrypted communications that go across the Internet, from financial transactions to people even doing e-commerce, shopping on the Internet.
Oh, they were on local news. Do five more minutes with us on the other side, Wayne, because I want to get into WikiLeaks. But they were on the news this morning going, the Threat Fusion Center, run by the CIA, is about to be launched in Austin. It will have all your medical records. Everything you do will be tracked. You know, no warrants. It's great. And I heard talk show hosts locally praising it, saying, I have nothing to hide. Surveil me. Hey, folks, this is a terrorist government. It's federalizing your local police. It's a Gestapo. And, Wayne, your comments.
I agree. I mean, you know, I mean, you pick up the paper any day and you see, you know, a policeman has tasered an old lady somewhere. You know, I mean, this is what we've turned into.
Do five more minutes with us and we'll let you go. WayneMadsenReport.com. I want to talk about WikiLeaks and all of the chicanery going on there. You've got a view towards not trusting him. We'll get your take on the other side and let Wayne Madsen go. And then we've got a big guest coming up with some key intel. Lindsey Williams is going to drop some bombshells on you. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What if a natural or man-made disaster forced you to flee your house in a moment's notice? Are you prepared to grab and go? You will be with My Evac Pack, the ultimate survival kit for emergency evacuations, and we mean ultimate. My Evac Pack is an easy-to-carry bag packed with 44 essential food servings and dozens of indispensable get-out-of-town supplies. My Evac Pack comes in two sizes, a backpack or a rolling duffel bag. Both are packed with great-tasting, nutritionally dense, long-shelf-life food, plus all kinds of tools and supplies to help you and your family survive just about any kind of survival situation. See the new video and all you get in My Evac Pack at MyEvacPack.com. Spelled MyEvacPack.com. MyEvacPack.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Get My Evac Pack today, because you can't predict when or where an emergency will strike.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories.
This country has fallen to absolute financial corruption. The police state is to secure the criminal gains. You are the target. I am the target. Wayne Madsen is the target. The Muslim extremists are the sword of the New World Order. And they're no doubt getting ready for domestic groups to stage events to really go after the American people. Don't forget, we have the online video bookstore with key tools to further educate yourself, but mainly wake up your friends and family. Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism, 2 hours of all the cases of admitted stage terror, very well produced. Everybody needs to see that. Fall of the Republic, to understand the financial terrorism and the globalist takeover, the surveillance grid. The Secret of Oz, exposing, of course, the financial fraud system and how to replace it. Endgame covers the master plan of eugenics. All available at InfoWars.com. And you can also see all my films in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're adding new media up there every day at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also call and order the books and videos at 888-253-3139. We've added a lot of new T-shirts and bracelets and pins and little pocket knives that have InfoWars.com on it. Don't tread on me with a little light. Very inexpensive. Great way to spread the word. InfoWars.com. Check it out today, and you make all this possible. Wayne, we got about 4 minutes left. WikiLeaks, you know, they're supposedly now saying they're going to list them as a group aiding terror so they can't get financial donations, something Cass Sunstein's called for against the general public. They've tried to claim he's raping people, and then they've dropped it, you know, sexual assault. I mean, do you still think you smell a big rat with WikiLeaks?
Well, with any limited hangout PSYOP operation, you've got to sweeten the pie. You've got to give the group some sort of street cred. So when they release the information you really want them to release, people will swallow that hook, line, and sinker. So the first big revelation, of course, was the video footage in Iraq of the guy shooting up these the alleged journalists on the street. Okay, that gave them the street cred. But then we saw with the last big dump of information, it insinuated that the Taliban was being supported by Pakistan and also by Iran, which fits very nicely into David Petraeus's spread this conflict outside of Afghanistan to Pakistan to destabilize that country with the view of breaking it up to seize their nuclear weapons eventually, and also to turn up the heat on Iran. Very advantageous for these war planners to have those particular revelations.
And WikiLeaks may not even know this, but clearly 90-something thousand pages of cooked intelligence that we know is false, that's what gets leaked.
That's right, that's right. And we know they've even within WikiLeaks, they've had a big, some people have left accusing Julian Assange of acting like a dictator. And I would note that Sweden recently denied him residency permit in the country. So maybe the Swedes are catching on as well. I don't know. But I've never been comfortable in accepting, especially with the involvement of the New York Times, The Guardian, and Spiegel in Germany, that always seem to get these documents first.
Where do you see the whole WikiLeaks saga going? Do you have any intel on what these new revelations the Pentagon says they're bracing for?
Oh, yeah, when the Pentagon says they're bracing for it, what are they doing? They're adding to the anticipation, aren't they? I mean, they're building up to this crescendo, so everybody, all the media is waiting patiently, with a drool dripping from their tongues, waiting for these revelations. I think that's all part of the show. Why does the Pentagon even pay attention to it? It would make sense if they had actual important documents that could hurt, war fighters abroad, is what they say, they would kind of ignore it.
Yeah, briefly, what do you think of Schaefer?
I think he's on to something. I think Schaefer, that whole thing, he wasn't the only person who tried to talk about Abel Danger, Thorhawk Galley, but I think if we could have read his book and the notes and everything else, we would have had even more revelation.
But that got blocked. Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. Thanks for popping in with us.
Okay, anytime.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Lindsay Williams. You don't want to miss these developments.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.